Welcome back to the Home Cringe Show. I'm your host, Katie Shahan, and I am here with Ben Lindo with MrHowDoYouDoIt.com. Ben, thanks for being with us on the show today.
Sure, no problem. I'm happy to be here.
So we like to start our show with a user-submitted home cringe moment. So we have one. Ben is a handyman extraordinaire, so we thought we would do one of our handyman references. So this moment is submitted by Brett from Edina, and Brett said that he called a very popular home plumbing service and in the Twin Cities, and they came back. He needed a new faucet installed in his kitchen, and they quoted him $1,300 for a new faucet in his kitchen. And so Brett said, well, for $1,300, I think I could watch a YouTube video and figure it out myself. So one lesson to keep in mind as homeowners is you can always get different quotes from different people. And don't forget about lovely handymen like and handy women like Ben with Mr. How Do You Do It, because they can probably give you a little bit better price quote than $1,300 for a new kitchen faucet. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, that seems a little bit outrageous. But, I mean, with the price of materials, you could probably find a faucet that costs that much if you really wanted to. So
that's true. It does depend what kind of Brett did say he only spent about $50 on his faucet. So
well, that sounds like a reasonable deal. But if it's a kitchen faucet, you're probably going to spend closer to maybe $180 for the faucet. And then install, I mean, technically I'm not supposed to do any of that because I don't have a plumbing license. So
gotcha.
But
gotcha.
That price doesn't seem realistic to me.
Yes, and I have heard tales of some service providers making a very large estimate, so that way you choose not to go with them. So not really sure the motivation behind Brett's experience, but I'm glad he got it figured out, and he got the job done. But
well,
so that's our
him.
Home. Yeah. So now that's our home cringe moment again from Brett from Edina, and we are here in the studio talking with Ben Lindo. So Ben, we are going to play our fast pitch game, where we put about a minute on the clock and I ask you some questions and our audience and our listeners get to know you a little bit better. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Perfect. All right. How long have you been in the industry?
I've been doing things in the industry for about 25 years.
That's a good amount of time. What's your favorite winter activity?
Oh, gosh. Sledding with my daughter.
Do you have any interesting animal or insect encounters while on the job?
Yeah, I had one job where I was doing some painting on the side of a house in the fall, and all these wasps were fighting above me. So they kept falling down into my nail pouch and on my head and on my shoulder. And I didn't get stung. They seemed more preoccupied with each other.
Wow. Wasps. Okay, we've had box elder beetles, but we haven't had wasps yet, so that's a new one for us. And then what areas of the Twin Cities do you service?
Well, originally I lived in southern Minneapolis, so I've gone all over. I've done work in Eden Prairie, Woodbury. I live in St. Paul right now. I prefer to stay a little closer to the east side, but you know, if you're in need, I'll be happy to help you out wherever you are.
Perfect. Good answer. So that kind of wraps up our fast pitch questions. So tell us, Ben, one of your favorite home cringe moments that you've had a customer experience.
Yeah, the first one that came to mind was a couple of years ago. This customer called me up and said they had some drywall that was getting kind of wet and washed up in the basement. So I went over and took a look and, you know, gave her a quote. We got out there to start doing the job. I start pulling the sheetrock off the basement wall. And behind the sheetrock is all this salt. It's salt from the garage, from their cars that had dripped down through the cracks in their floor and started actually growing on the inside of their home walls because of the humidity and the right temperature. So there was all this salt just pouring out of these walls as we were pulling the sheetrock off. I'd never seen anything like it.
Wow. Was it like dried salt?
Yeah, it looked like table salt almost.
Wow. So did you recycle it and put it back out on the sidewalk?
No, not that time. But I was working with a friend at the time, and we were both, well, I think it smells like salt. It was hard to taste it, but I think we tasted the dust as we were pulling it out and realized it was salt.
Yeah, that salt, once it gets in, it's just in the air and...
So I guess the moral of that story is to seal your cracks in your garage floor.
Definitely. Wow, I've never heard of that. And to pay attention to your basement. Even if you don't go down there very often, go down there at least, what do you think, once a month?
Yeah, well, go down there and check things out. Be aware. Don't ignore stuff. If you see something strange, give me a call. I'm happy to help out. Check with another professional. You know, you run into a lot of different things in the industry.
So speaking of giving you a call, we're talking with Ben Lindo with Mr. How Do You Do It at gmail.com. How else can we get in contact with you, Ben?
Well, I have a website. You can reach me through my website. It's www.MrHowDoYouDoIt.com. No period in that one, just MrHowDoYouDoIt.com. My phone number... should I be giving that out on the air? Or?
I would if you want people to text you.
Well, if you want to write it down, it's 612-382-0794. And I've had this phone number since I started the business, so I'll continue to have it. Just send me a text or email mr.howdoyoudoit@gmail.com. And you can even give me a call. I usually answer local calls only.
Perfect. So if you are like me and originally from a different state, make sure you have a fake Minnesota number so that Ben will pick up your call. Just kidding. So Ben, tell us a little bit more about some of the handyman projects that you like to do. Do you have a favorite project that you do, or is it just people giving you a list of chores and you say, yeah, I can do that?
Yeah, that's about how it goes. Stuff that doesn't take too long to do. I make a lot of adjustments to doors. I do a lot of sheetrock repairs, trim repairs, whatnot, hang TVs, hang pictures. So pretty wide variety of things. Favorite thing, I thought I was going to have a project where I could go out metal detecting and look for some underground buried still, but unfortunately, the guy never called me back, so he must have found somebody else. But I do like metal detecting. It's kind of a fun thing I like to do.
So if you have a septic tank and you don't know where it is, we can ask you to metal detect for it.
Possibly. I'd have to probably get a more powerful machine, though.
That happened to my parents' house. They had no idea where the septic tank was buried, and we dug holes 3 feet down all over the backyard. They have 5 acres and never found it. But someone came out with a metal detector and found it in about 3 minutes. So we felt
like
pretty dumb.
Logical decision.
But do you have any advice for like hacks around the house that, now that it's wintertime or Christmas lighting hacks or anything, any advice you would?
You don't really want to take chances with electricity, so I don't have any of those. A common thing, like I mentioned before, was doors. If you have a squeaky door or it's not working properly or your patio door isn't sliding, my favorite go-to thing is WD-40. It saves a lot of time. It helps loosen up screws that have been stuck. It helps lubricate parts that get wore out over time. So hinges that squeak. Other times it's a floorboard or something that squeaks. Sometimes you can fix that with some screws into the subfloor or find a nail that's sticking down, rubbing in a basement, and remove it.
Oh, very interesting. Perfect. All right. Well, we always like to ask our people on our show. Yarlo and the Home Crin Show does believe that home ownership should be equitable, and that people, no matter where you are, should be able to afford it. And so that's a big thing for us. So out of curiosity, Ben, do you do any discounts for first time or first generation homeowners, or just anybody who listens to our show?
Yeah, I've tried to cater to the people I work for. I don't often ask what their budget is. Try to find common ground. My service call is $180. It covers up to 2 hours of work, and that can be whatever you have on your list. I'll cross off as many as I can in the 2 hours. And if you mention this show, the Yarlo Show, I would take $20 off your initial service call. So instead of being $180, it'd be $160.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are excited to utilize that discount. And we really appreciate you being on our show. And one more time, what is the best way to get in contact with you as we sign off here?
Yeah, text or email mr.howdoyoudoit@gmail.com, or just give me a call at 612-382-0794.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Ben. Thanks for your time. And I'm excited to learn more about your services.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate you reaching out. It was fun to be on here today. So.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Bye, everybody.
When it comes to the ever-important task of home maintenance, the struggle to keep everything organized is real. Are you grappling with a jumble of receipts and invoices in that messy drawer of yours? Or perhaps they're scattered through old emails and making it all too easy to lose track? If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. This is Katie Shahan, and I've developed the perfect solution, the Yarlo app. Picture this, an app that sweeps away the chaos and brings order to your home management woes. Yarlo is your free ticket to seamless organization of all things related to home maintenance, improvements, and even those ambitious remodeling projects. With just a few taps, you can effortlessly input receipts and warranty details, ensuring that every piece of vital information is right at your fingertips. I invite you to step into the future of home management. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's YARLOW.
North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up. Roofing, storm damage, and siding. Call the pros at North Face. A hands-on approach. Advice and consulting. Our attention to detail makes the difference. Visit online at NorthFaceConstruction.com. North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up.
If you're an empty nester or looking to downsize, find your solution at HomeApt Realty. We're the downsizing specialists who make your transitions seamless. From discovering the perfect space to selling your current home, we're here for you. Plus, we know how first impressions count. HomeApt can help you update your home before selling, ensuring you get the best value. Don't pay anything until closing. HomeApt Realty, that's HomeApt.com, or call 612-655-2324 to get started today. Hi, this is Katie Shahan with the Yarlo Home Crin Show, and I'm here with Rich Kerner, owner of Watts Electric. Rich, tell us a little bit about Watts.
We are a family-owned electrical contractor here in Minnesota, and we can help you with any of your electrical needs. From simple to large, we can do it all.
So how do I get in contact with you?
Send us a text at 763-607-6680. That's best because we might have our hands full, but give us a call too.
Or I can reach you at wattselectricmn.com.
At Cura Home, we visit our clients' homes once a quarter, taking care of everything you're supposed to be doing as a perfect homeowner, but we all know we neglect. From cleaning your dryer vent, AC unit, refrigerator coil, to providing all your filters, we can take care of your home with our quarterly visits. Additionally, we offer one-time services like air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and AC unit cleaning. Visit our website at curahome.com. That's K-U-R-A-H-O-M-E.com. Or give us a call, 612-503-4050.
Prepare to revolutionize your home management game with a touch of cutting-edge technology. Do you own a home and love exploring the latest technology? Hi, I'm Katie Shahan, creator of the Yarlo app. Yarlo is a free app that lets you keep track of all your home maintenance improvements and remodeling documents. Add your receipts and warranty information so all your data is at your fingertips. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's Y-A-R-L-O-W. All right, welcome back to the Yarlo Home Cringe Show. We're here today with All Star Carpet Cleaning here in the Twin Cities. And before we get too far into that, you're listening to the Yarlo Home Cringe Show, where we talk about going from oh no to okay. And so we already talked with Ben Lindo with Mr. How Do You Do It and Handyman Services. And now we have All Star Carpet Cleaning, and they're going to give us a little bit of education about how to keep our carpets clean, as well as just tips and tricks on making life a little bit easier for us. So we are welcoming Crystal and Hamza from All Star Carpet Cleaning. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good.
How are you?
Great. We also like to start our show with home cringe moment that one of our users submitted. So our listeners can go to our Home Cringe Facebook page or LinkedIn or even Instagram and send us a message about some cringe-worthy moments you guys have experienced. And our latest one is Taya from Brooklyn Park, and she tried to sell her house, and she was very fortunate that it was a seller's market last year, and her carpet smelled a lot like dog. And there was a few comments during an open house about the animal smell, and but once she got her carpets professionally clean, then she was able to get a lot more positive feedback on her house and get it sold. So
absolutely,
yes. Even if you have just that one dog and they don't walk on the carpet all wet, you can still smell it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Always. It's in the air.
In the air. It's the everywhere.
Oil, like you can smell it.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what we like to do on the Home Cringe Show is do what we call fast pitch, where I ask you two some questions, and we'll go from there. You guys ready to play?
Sure.
All right. So the first question I have is for Hamza. How long have you been in the carpet cleaning industry?
15 years.
That's some good experience. All right, Krista, what's your favorite way to drink your coffee?
Two sugars and a little bit of milk.
Oh. So, Hamza, have you had any interesting animal or insect encounters while on the job?
Yeah, we went to our clients and they tell us there is no animals. So when we walk into the house clients and we knock on their door, and then there is a lot of cats when we find out, and we were like, well, we're surprising. So I have to have one of my co-workers stand behind the door so I could do the job. And we were shy, like, you guys said, like, there is no animals. And we
had 15
cats today. It was so much cats, box and foods, and like, it was a lot.
Yeah, a lot of bodies. Yeah,
it was a shock for us, and like, we love animals. I love cats. Right. I do have, you know, I'm good friends with dogs, and I watch a lot of clients has dogs too, and like, it's really, you know.
But we should just be honest with you about what the situation.
Right. You have. So that they can prepare, you know.
So we could just was preparing for like what's happening, and we could deal with, you know.
Yeah.
Door sealers. So if there's animals, we like to put those when we bring the hoses in so the animals can't get outside. And so it was kind of a comedy moment because you guys were like trying to like corral these cats.
And seal the door, the guy right there, making sure they're stay home, not going anywhere. Right. You know? So it's hard to put them all in one area. So
like Pokemon.
there is a lot of stuff we went through. But some of it really, really good and fun, you know. It's not complicated for us. We were really I love animals. I'm not into scared of it, you know.
Yeah. So, Hamza, have you had All-Star Carpet Cleaning the whole 15 years, or how long have you guys been independent?
I was been working back in the days with a really good a boss for me. And after he decides to move around and shifting all his business, and he kind of give me a little opportunity. When I started this company, I didn't have anything. So I started from the ground, no clients. And then he got me some opportunity, and I took from there, and I worked with him about almost 5, and I had the business about 8 years
ago. 2016.
Yeah, since 2016, I had the business. But I had more experience back in the days with the carpet clean.
And Crystal, you're kind of the office manager?
Yes.
Yeah, so I do, other than the carpet cleaning, I do the rest of it.
So whenever we call you guys, then we get to talk to your lovely voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not that Hamza doesn't have a lovely voice. So we can reach All-Star Carpet Cleaning at 651-500-4144.
Correct.
And we got the holidays coming up, which means we have guests, we have family, we have children crawling around on the carpets. Do you guys have any suggestions for our homeowners before the holidays kick off?
A lot of people like to get their carpets done before they have a bunch of, you know, people coming through. But then also, we get a lot of calls after the holidays because so many people are coming through.
So much the traffic on the carpets and so much people around the house and the air. So there's a lot of stuff. Some people love their carpet get done before the holidays and through the winter. And if you have animals the same way, so they can get a really fresh breathing. And in the meantime, some people wait after their holidays done over, then refresh it. So they can be continue for the rest of the winter and something feel none.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Fresh and Aki's in the house.
Yeah. Because you have all the windows closed, you have the heat on. You really want that fresher air and you don't want to be smelling your dog or the cranberry sauce that Uncle John dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Uncle John Grinch.
Yeah.
And, speaking of that, you guys have an interesting home cringe moment. So I'm sure that you've seen a lot of, we already talked about that. Oh, your cats. That cat moment was very interesting and entertaining. So if I were to have like, let's say an animal have an accident in the house, what is your recommend? And I obviously can't call you guys right away, or you know, the attention needs to be paid to it earlier than later. Do you guys have any recommendations for homeowners about what's a good way to address that?
Do not use Resolve.
I love that.
And in the meantime, you need to have the
baking soda.
And you gotta suck it up the area where, like, you gotta throw some water and let it soak down with the chemicals. So then, if you have a shell back, you can suck all the water and dry some fat.
You wanna make sure you get it out.
So you're gonna get as much possible. You don't wanna get into your pets and your subfloor. That's what is gonna start causing a lot of situation and keep the bacteria and the smells down still there. And we do have our service that we do the same, but we do more because we have a lot of chemicals to use and to help to broke all the acids.
And the enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're at home and it happens and you can't call, definitely baking soda, vinegar, warm water, and suck out as much if you have a shop vac or a towel and kind of walk over it.
I have found that.
Cool shop vac.
Gotcha. Okay, so definitely water, and it sounds like vinegar and baking soda to help break up some of the enzymes in the
and
animal.
Also baking soda if you can spread it up onto the carpet and let it sit for a while, then you vacuum and it helps too.
With the smell.
Or the smells.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of just putting baking soda down in general on the carpet and letting it sit there and absorb some of the smells? And not when there's an accident, but just if you have a smelly carpet situation.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. Or you can buy like the cart, they have the baking soda with the different scents in it too. And I think Arm & Hammer even has like a pet friendly or like pet smell.
Yep.
They
have organics. They have organics and a stronger,
Gotcha. So how many times a year or how often, like if I just got new carpet down, how often should I clean it? I mean, professionally with someone like you guys.
Like if you really having high traffic of friends coming through the year.
Or pets
around 6 months. Or if you not have the much, if you do not have too much traffic, you could basically go for a year, If you wait longer, you have a lot of bacteria, and you will feel like you have headaches and sinuses going through. Because I have the same issue, and I have to clean my carpet all the time. And I have so many high traffic people. Because I have the sinus, and I keep sneezing. So when I clean my house... And I feel when I clean for others, it broke breathing off.
Very and I would nice. Say for people who have, any respiratory or, you're sensitive to certain allergens, like seasonal allergies and things like that, like you're definitely going to want to get it done maybe every between 3 to 6 months, just to make sure that you are, because the carpet... They say that the carpet is like, it's like an air filter for your house. If something gets trapped in there, you're going to
stay in there.
Yeah. So
you're going to keep breathing it.
Yeah. So you want to get those cleaned if you have, any sensitive in any of those areas.
Perfect. Well, we're about out of time here. So let's just remind our listeners one more time. How do we get in contact with All Star Carpet Cleaning?
Call 651-500-4144.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thanks guys for being on our show, and I think our listeners learned a lot about you and hopefully about how to keep better breathing in their homes.
Thank you so much. If they have
any questions, they can definitely give us a call too. You don't have to book to get advice.
I love it. Perfect.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next time on the Yarlo Home Cringe Show.